From Spark and Anvil and Speakforge, this is Volley in Chapter 1 of the Speakforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. At the Speakforge Academy, where creatures practiced being understood, Volley was a quick, light-footed creature who loved the moment after a talk most of all, the part where hands go up and questions come flying. Where other speakers tensed up when a question arrived, Volley relaxed. She'd catch the question gently, turn it over to find what was really being asked, and send back a clean, calm answer. A friendly volley, back and forth, never a fight. A question that would have made another speaker freeze just made Volley light up. "Someone asked you a really hard question, and you didn't panic at all," a young speaker said. "Questions are my favorite part," Volley said, bouncing lightly on her toes. "I'm Volley. I keep the fielding. Catch it, then send it back clean." She mind catching something from the air and tossing it back. "Someone serves you a question. You don't freeze, and you don't dodge. You catch it, find the real ask underneath, and return a clear answer." A good Q&A is a volley between friends, not a duel you have to win. Resonance, the warm academy mentor, said, "Show them the two ways it goes wrong." Volley demonstrated freezing first. A question came, and she went stiff and silent, eyes wide, saying nothing. "That's the freeze," she said. "Scary, and the asker leaves with nothing." Then she showed dodging. A question came, and she talked fast about something else entirely, never answering. "That's the dodge. Sounds busy, says nothing." Then she did it right. A question came, she took one breath and said, "Good question. I think you're really asking this, and here's my answer." Calm. Clear. Done. A young speaker leaned in. "What was the breath for?" "The breath buys you a second to find the real question," Volley said. "Lots of questions are messy on the outside. Underneath, there's one clear thing they want to know. Take a breath, find that, and answer that. You're not being tested. You're being asked, and answering is a gift you get to give." Resonance asked Volley to teach the cast before their big public talk. "They can each give a wonderful speech," Resonance said, "but the moment a hand goes up, half of them turn to stone. Will you teach them the volley?" Volley was thrilled. When she teaches, she gives one rule. When a question comes, breathe once. Repeat it back in your own words. So you're asking to make sure you caught it. Then answer the real thing, simply. And if you don't know, say so honestly and offer to find out. That's a real answer too. Pitch, who could project to the back wall but dreaded questions, got asked something tricky. She breathed. "So you're asking whether this works for big rooms and small ones?" The asker nodded. Pitch answered it cleanly and grinned, astonished she hadn't frozen. "I caught it," she said. "I actually caught it." Then someone asked Pitch something she genuinely didn't know. She paused, then said, "I'm not sure, but I'll find out and tell you." And the room nodded, trusting her more, not less. After the rehearsal, Volley flopped down, still lightly bouncing one foot, the way she did even at rest. For a long time, Volley had hidden a worry under all that quickness. The others built things ahead of time, trust-planned arguments, waypoint mapped paths, easel prepared pictures. Volley's whole craft happened in the unplanned moment, with no script. She'd wondered if that made her less of a real speaker, just someone good at improvising, with nothing solid prepared. But resting in the warm academy evening, remembering Pitch's astonished, "I caught it," Volley felt the worry dissolve into a bright, settled warmth. Catching a question without freezing, finding the real ask, answering honestly, even saying, "I don't know, but I'll find out," that wasn't winging it. It was a craft built on something steady, the trust that you don't have to be perfect, only honest and present. The unscripted moment wasn't her weakness. It was the place she felt most herself. A glad, easy calm spread through her, and she bounced her foot, content, already hoping for a hard question tomorrow. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Volley. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.